B'siyata d'shmai, we're going to learn Shabbos Daf Nun Hey. We're going to start 6 lines from the bottom of Daf Nun Dalad Omid Base. We've just learnt in the previous Gemara that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was held responsible as if his cow went out on Shabbos in a way that was not allowed, and really it wasn't his cow, it was his neighbor's cow, and he was held responsible because he did not rebuke them for the issa they were doing. So the Gemara continues now. Rav, v'Rav Chanina, v'Rav Yechanon, v'Rav Chaviva. There's 4 Chachomim Masnu, they learnt as follows. And then the Gemara interjects, B'kula de Seyda Moed, whenever you find in Seyda Moed, Kol Kihai Zuga, you find this group of Chachomim, Chalufei Rav Yechanon, Uma'ayil Rav Yonason, instead of adding Rav Yechanon in the group, add Rav Yonason in the group. And what did they say? Kol mi she'efsha limchois la'anshei beisoi, anybody who has the ability and the power to rebuke the people of their homes, v'loim micha, and he doesn't, nitfas al'anshei beisoi, he is held responsible for the averus that the people in his home are doing that he could have prevented by rebuking them. Ba'anshei iroi, somebody who has the power not only in his own home but also on the people of his city, nitfas al anshei iroi, if he does not rebuke them and set them straight and make them do the right thing, then he would be held responsible. B'chol ha'olam kuloi, those unique individuals that are able to influence the entire world, if they don't, nitfas al kol ha'olam kuloi, they will be held responsible for all those averus done that they could have prevented. Continues the Gemara, Omar of Popper. Vahani de Beiresh Gelusa, and those people in the homes of the heads of the Golus, Nitfasu al Kule Alma, indeed they were punished and held responsible for the Averus of the entire nation. Kihor de Omar Rav Chanina, and this follows what Rav Chanina said and learnt from a Pasuk. Maidach Siv, it says in the Pasuk, Hashem b'mishpat yovoi im ziknei amoi v'sorov. Hashem, he judged the elders of the people and the rulers. Asks the Gemara, Im sarim chatu, if the rulers, they did averus, zakenim machatu, what avera did the elders do? The elders were part of the Sanhedrin. They didn't do any averus. Eloema al zakenim shiloi michu besorim. What the Pasuk means is that the elders were held responsible for the fact that they did not protest and rebuke the leaders that were doing the wrong things. And therefore, not only were the leaders punished, but the elders were punished as well. Continues the Gemara. Rav Yehuda have a Yosef kameda Shmuel. Rav Yehuda was sitting in front of Shmuel. Osoi hahi itza. This woman walked into the Beis Din, or walked into the Beis HaMedrash, Kotzavcho Kamei, and she was crying out to Shmuel, asking him to help her against somebody who had done some injustice to her. Lehava Mashkech, but Shmuel did not help her. He could not help her. Omar Lei, Loisobar Lomar, if Yehuda said to Shmuel, his Rebbe, do you not hold of what the Pasuk says, Oitem Oznoi Mizakas Dal, somebody who closes his ears to the outcry of some unfortunate person, Gamhu Yikrova Lo Yone, when he calls out, he also will not be answered? Omar Lei, so Shmuel answered to Rav Yehuda, Shinina, you Rav Yehuda, you are a very sharp one. I'll tell you as follows, Reishcha Bikriri, your Rebbe, your head, me Shmuel, is in cool water. I'm not getting involved in deep hot waters. I'm okay because I cannot help her. I do not have to help her. I'm not responsible to help her. However, Reisha de Reishach, the head of your head, that means the Av Beis Din, the one who's above me, Shmuel, and is also above you, Rav Yehuda, the one who's above all of us, who has the ability and the strength and the control to be able to deal with this, Bechamimei, he is risking, in the literal translation, is to have hot water on his head. He's in a mess, so to say. Hoyosiv Mar Ukva Av Beis Din. Mar Ukva, who's the Av Beis Din, he has the ability to help this woman, and he's the one that has to take care of it. And if he doesn't, then he may be held responsible. And we see this also in Apostle Dechsiv, Beis David, Koyomar Hashem. This is referring to and addressing the Beis David, who they were the ones who were the king, and they had the control to force the people to do what was right. And Hashem said to them, Dinu la boiker mishpat, make sure that you execute judgment in the morning, v'hatzilu gozul miyad oishek, and rescue the one that's being robbed from the one that's oppressing them, penteitze ko'esh chamosi, because if you don't, then my wrath will go forth like fire, uvara, it will burn, v'ein mechaba, you will not be able to extinguish it, mipnei roya ma'al aleichem, because of the evil of their deeds. And we see that the anger of Hashem is going to go out on the base David, only on those who are right at the head of the nation. They are the ones with the control and the ability to make sure that people do what's right. Continues the Gemara. Omar le Reb Zera le Reb Simoin, Reb Zera said to Reb Simoin, Leichechin hu mar lehana de beresh kelusa. You, Reb Simoin, should rebuke those in the home of the Resh Kelusa. On my leilim mekabli minoi, Reb Simoin said, "There's no point. They will not accept my rebuke." Omar le afal gavdolei mekabli loichechinu mar. Reb Zera said to Reb Simoin, "Even though you think they will not accept your rebuke, nonetheless you should rebuke them." Domer v'acha bar b'chanina meoylam lo yotzom midot toivo mepiakudish baruchu v'chozar boi lera'o chutz midavo ze. When Hashem decrees something positive, He will never retract on His words, He will always keep it. Besides, for in this matter, that when there's somebody who could have rebuked somebody else and didn't, then even if there was a good decree that was said for him, he could lose it, Hashem would retract it. And we're going to see this in the Psukim. D'chsiv, Vayomer Hashem Eilov, and Hashem said to this Malach, Avoyer B'soich Ha'ir, go through the city, B'soich Yerushalayim, the city of Yerushalayim, v'hisviso tav al mitzchoyso anoshim hane'enochim v'hane'enokim, and you should mark the letter tof, the final letter of the Aleph Beis, on the foreheads of those tzaddikim who sigh and who moan, al kol ha'tovos sanasis b'soicho, that it bothers them all the averus that are being done in Yerushalayim. And Rav Acha now explains, Omar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu leGavriel, Hashem said to the Malach Gavriel, Tov shel dyoi. Go mark with the letter Tov and mark it with ink on the foreheads of the tzaddikim, of the righteous people, that the malachim of destruction should not be able to hurt them, should not have any power over them. And even though the posuk only speaks about putting a Tov on the tzaddikim, nonetheless, v'al mitzchom shel rishoyim tov shel dam, you should also put the letter tof on the foreheads of the rishoyim, not a tof with ink, but a tof with blood, k'dei sheyishletu bohen malachei chabola, in order that the malachim of destruction will know who to overpower. And the Marsha asks, if the tzaddikim have a sign, why do the rishoyim need a sign? Whoever doesn't have the sign of a tzaddik will have the sign, will be included in the bracket of rishoyim. So the Mashal's got a number of explanations, and the Meforashim here also discuss how Rav Acha knew that Hashem told this angel, this Malach Gavriel, to put a tov also on the foreheads of the rishoyim, if the pasuk only says to put a tov on the foreheads of the tzaddikim. But either way, Omro Midas Hadin Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Midas Hadin, which is one of the attributes of justice in Shemayim, the way Hashem runs the world, and that Midas Hadin claimed to Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, Ma Nishtanu Eilu Me'Eilu? Why are you differentiating between these and these, between the Tzadikim and the Roshoim? This type of a tof, that type of a tof, they will be saved, they will be hurt. They're all in the same bracket. Omar Lo. So Hashem replied very simply, Halolu tzadikim gemurim, these are tzadikim gemurim, Halolu rishoyim gemurim, and these are rishoyim gemurim. These are completely righteous, and these are completely wicked. Of course there's a difference. Omra lefonovs, the Midas Hadin said to Hashem, Ribbono shel Olam, hoyo biyodom limchois v'loy michu. It's true that they themselves did not do averus, and they were even sighing and moaning about the averus, but they could have prevented those averus by rebuking the rishoyim. They did not protest against the rishoyim. Omar lo goli v'yodua lefonai she'emichu behem lo yikablu mehem. Hashem says, it's true that they did not rebuke them, but I, Hashem, know that those rishoyim would not have listened to any rebuke. So the Midas Hadin said, Omra lefonov, the Midas Hadin said to Hashem, Im lefonecha goloi, lohem mi goloi. Okay, you're Hashem, you know everything. But those tzaddikim, they didn't know that the rishoyim would not accept their rebuke. So they had a duty of rebuking, and they didn't rebuke. And the truth is that Hashem accepted it, like it says in the Gemara before, for the Aveira of not protesting and rebuking against Rishoyim, even though here Hashem said, put a tov of ink and they will be saved from the Malachi Chabola, from the angels of destruction. Nonetheless, Hashem kevyochel, so to speak, changed his mind and said, you're right, Midas Hadin, and even the tzaddikim are going to get hurt. V'hainu d'chsiv, it says in the pasuk, Zokin bochur ubesula v'taf v'noshim taharugu l'mashchis. You should entirely wipe out and kill the young ones, the maidens, the children, the women. V'al kol ish ashe olov hatov altigoshu. But those who have a tov of ink on their foreheads, namely the tzaddikim, don't go anywhere near them, don't hurt them, don't touch them, don't kill them. This was the initial plan, so to speak, that Hashem said, you should save the tzaddikim. And immediately, what does it say afterwards? Umimigdoshi tochelu. And you should begin with my sanctuary. And we'll soon see what this means. It doesn't mean my sanctuary, it means my sanctified ones, which is the tzaddikim. Which means in one posuk, Hashem first said, don't touch the tzaddikim. Immediately afterwards, he says, start with the tzaddikim. What changed? What changed was that the Midas Hadin claimed that tzaddikim should have rebuked and protested against the Rishoyim, and they didn't. Ochsivin, it says further on, Vayochelu ba'anoshim, when the Midas Hadin started hurting them, they began with Anoshim Hazakeinim Ashelifnei Abayis, so the elders who were before the house of Hashem, which were the tzaddikim. Tanu Rav Yosef taught, Al Tikri Mikdoshi, don't read it Mikdoshi, that you should start with my sanctuary, rather, Elo Mekudoshai, with my sanctified ones. Start with the tzaddikim, with the elders, with the kedoshim. Elu bnei odom shekiyumu es ha-Torah kulo me'alef atof. These are the people that even though they observed, they were tzaddikim, they kept the entire Torah from aleph till tof, from the beginning to the end. Nonetheless, they're going to get killed because they did not protest and rebuke the Rishoyim. Umiyad. Immediately, what happened next? V'hine shisho anoshim, those six anoshim, these are malochim, and this posuk is actually a posuk before, but these were malochim that were already waiting to start doing what Hashem told them to do, to kill the Rishoyim. And immediately, these six anoshim, we'll soon see who they are, bo'im miderech shar elyoin, they came through an upper gate, asher mofne tzafoino, which faces northwards, V'ish kli mapotzei biyodin, each one of these malochim had a shattering weapon in his hand. V'ish echod mitoichom levush habadim, and one of these, amongst them, was an ish. This malach was wearing, he was dressed in linen, and this was this malach Gavriel. V'keses hasoifer b'mosnov, the inkwell of the scribe was on his loins. V'yovoyu v'yam du etzel mizbach hanachoshes, they came and stood by the Mizbeach Anachoshes, the big Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdosh. Ask the Gemara, Mizbeach Anachoshes Mihava, in the time of Yecheskel, was the Mizbeach Anachoshes still there? And the Gemara says, Oma Lua Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hiaschilu Mimokim Shoimrim Shira Lefonai. The Pasuk doesn't mean go to the Mizbeach Anachoshes. It means go to the place near the Mizbeach, where the Mizbeach HaNechoshes was, and a different Mizbeach was there at the time, and go to the place where the Levim, that these were big tzaddikim, where they were singing shira, they were singing songs using Nechoshes, using copper instruments, so resembling or referring to these copper instruments, it was called Mizbeach HaNechoshes, and the first ones that are going to get punished are those Levim that were singing with the copper instruments, even though they were tzaddikim gemurim. But since they were not able, or since they did not protest and rebuke the Rishoyim, they got punished first. Ask the Gemara, Uman Nihu Shisho Anoshim. You mentioned that there were six Malachi Chabola. Amongst them was also the Malach Gavriel, but there were six Anoshim. And who are these six? Omar of Chizda. We know that Malachim are just messengers of Hashem's desires, and Hashem's got six different ways with which he enacts punishment, and they are Ketzef, fury, af, anger, v'cheimo, wrath, u'mashchis, destruction, u'mashbir, with breaking, u'machale, and with annihilating. And these are the six different attributes, and these are the six different malachim that caused destruction in Yerushalayim at the time, not only against the Roshoim, but also against those that did not rebuke the Roshoim. Now the Gemara is asking, Umaish not Tav. Let's go back to the beginning. Initially, Hashem said you should put the letter Tav of Dioi, of ink, on the heads of the Tzadikim, and the letter Tav of made of or with blood on the foreheads of the Roshoim. Why was the letter Tav chosen? So we're going to have a number of five different explanations in the Gemara. Omar Rav, Tav, Tichye, Tav, Tomus. The word Tav, the last letter of the Aleph base, is the first letter of the word Tichye, should live, and the first letter of the word Tomus, should die. So Hashem said, take this letter, and those that should live, put the Tav of Dioi, of ink, on their foreheads, and those that should die, put a Tav of blood on their foreheads, and that will be an indicator to the angels of destruction, who's going to live and who's going to die. Ushmuel Omar, Tamos Chus Ovis. Shmuel says that this Tav alludes to a concept of expiring. Tav is Tamo, is to expire. What expired? This Chus Ovis, that the merit of the Ovis could no longer help them. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Tochin Chus Ovis. Rabbi Yochanan said that the Tav is telling us that the schus of the obvious that does still exist should confer grace on those that deserve it. Obviously, only on the tzaddikim, and on the rishoyim, there won't be that schus obvious because they don't deserve it. V'Rish Lakish Omar Tov Soif Chesomish Lakadosh Baruch Hu. The last letter of Hashem's seal, so to speak, is the letter Tov. And Omar of Chanina Chesomish Lakadosh Baruch Hu Emes. Rav Chanina said that the signet of Hashem, so to speak, is Emes, is truth, and Emes is Aleph, the first letter of the alphabet, Mem, the middle letter, and Tof, the last letter. And this letter Tof that was put onto the foreheads of the Tzadikim and the Roshoim is referring to the end of Hashem's seal, meaning that this decree is final, and these are going to live, and these are going to die. Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeini Omar, Shmuel bar Nachmeini said, "Elu bnei Adam shekiyum ha-Torah me'alef ad Tav." The letter Tav refers to somebody who kept the entire Torah till the very end, referring to tzaddikim gemurim. And the Mefarshim explain that the same Tav that is going to stand in good stead for the tzaddikim because they kept the whole Torah is going to stand against the Roshoim who did not keep the Torah from Aleph till Tav. Now the Gemara is going to continue. We mentioned a concept. Shmuel mentioned that the concept of schus ovois is no longer applies. So the Gemara asks, "Me'emosai tamos schus ovois." From what point in the history of Klal Yisrael did the schus, the merit of the ovois, expire? Says the Gemara, we're going to have four different opinions in the Gemara. Omar Rav Yemois Hoshea ben Be'eri. From the times of Hoshea ben Be'eri, Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Agale es navluso le'eni ma'aveo, I'm going to uncover the disgrace of the Jewish nations for all those that who love Klal Yisrael will see. V'ish lo yatzilenu miyodi. And in contrast to what was before, that the Schus Ovis could have helped them, from this point on, nobody will be able to help them, and the Schus Ovis has expired. Shmuel Omar, Shmuel argued and said, Mimei Chazoil, that the Schus Ovis expired from the time of Chazoil, as it says, Shenem, as it says in the Pasuk, V'Chazoil Melech Aram, Chazoil the king of Aram, Lochatz es Yisrael kol yumei Yehoyochos. He oppressed Klal Yisrael all the days of Yehoyochos. Uchsiv, and it says in the Pasuk, V'Yochon Hashem Oysom, V'Yerachmim, Hashem was gracious to them, and he had compassion on them, V'Yifen Eleem Leman Berisoi, and he turned to them for the sake of the covenant that he had, es Avram, Yitzhak, v'Yakov, that he had with the three Ovis. V'lo Ovo Hashchisom, and they could not be destroyed, v'lo Yishlicho Me'alponov Ad Ata, and he did not cast them from before him until now. And that means that from now, the Bris Ovis no longer applies, and therefore they could not stand them to help them. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Omar, Mime Eliyahu. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says that Schus Ovis expired in the time of Eliyahu. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, by Eliyahu Hanovi, by he, by Alois Hamincha, and when it came the time for the Korban Mincha, Vayigash Eliyahu HaNovi, and Eliyahu HaNovi approached, Vayomer Hashem Elokei Avram, and he said, Hashem, you are the God of Avram, Yitzchok v'Yisrael, referring to Yaakov, Hayoyim Yivoda, today, and only till today, from tomorrow not, today it will be known, Ki Ato Elokim v'Yisrael, that you are the God of Klal Yisrael, V'ani Avdecho, and I am your servant, and everything I've done is only following your instructions. So you see that Eliyahu HaNavi said that the recognition that Hashem Elokei Avraham, Yitzchak v'Yisrael is only Hayoyim Mivoda, it will be made known today, but as of today, the Schus Avos has expired. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Rabbi Yochanan says, Mimei Chizkiyo, that the Schus Avos terminated in the time of Chizkiyo, Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Lemarbe HaMisra, the increase of the Misra, the sovereignty, Ulesholim in Kates, and for endless peace, Al Kisei David, Val Mamlachtoi, on the throne of David and on his kingdom, Lehovin Oisa, to establish it, Ulesado, to uphold it, how? B'mishpot u'b'tzdako, with justice and righteousness, ne'ato v'ad olam, from now and forever, is going to be in what schus? Kinas Hashem tzvokis ta'as ezois, it's going to be the zeal of Hashem, who's called Hashem tzvokis, is going to accomplish this, and it's only going to be the kinas Hashem, and no longer with the added aid of the schus ovis. So you see that from that point on, schus ovis no longer had an influence. Continues the Gemara. We saw till now that it's possible for tzaddikim gemurim, completely righteous people, to be punished if they can be held responsible for the averus of the Roshoim if they did not rebuke them or protest what they were doing. Now the Gemara is going to discuss, is it possible for somebody to get punished when he's done no avera whatsoever? Says the Gemara, Omar of Ami, Ein misa b'loi chet, there's no death without chet, which is a type of transgression, and there's no suffering without ovoin, sin, which is another type of avera. And the Mefarshim discuss the exact difference between chet, which normally means a mistake, an avera done by mistake, and ovoin, which normally means an avera done intentionally. So now we're going to explain what's the source of this. Ein misa b'loi chet, what's the source that there's no death without chet? Tichsiv, it says in the Pasuk, HaNefesh HaChitas HiTomus, only the nefesh, the spirit, or the soul, or however you want to translate the nefesh, it's the one that sins, is the one that shall die. Ben lo yisa b'avoyna ov, a son will not have to be held responsible for the averus of their father, v'ov lo yisa b'avoyna ben, and the father will not be held responsible for the averus of the son. Tzidkas hatzadik olav tia, the righteousness of the tzadikim will be on them. Verishas harosha olav tia, and the wickedness of the rishoyim will be on the rishoyim. So you see from there that misa is only consequent to chet. And nefesh achitas hi tomus. Ein yisurim b'lo avoin. Where do we find that there's no suffering without sin? Dechsev, it says in the pasuk, ufokadati bashevet pishom. My response to pesha, which is transgression, is going to be with a visit from the rod, a shevet. Ubin negoim avoinom, and the response to avoinois is negoim, is plagues. So we see that suffering is only consequent to negoim and pshoim. Continues the Gemara. Meisve, we're now going to challenge what Rab Ami said, that ein misa b'loi chet ve'ein yisurim b'loi avoin. Omru Malachi Ashoros lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Malachi Ashoros, the Malachim, they said to Hashem, Ribbono shel Olam, mipnei ma konasto misa al Odom Rishon? Why did you decree the death penalty on Odom Rishon? Omar Lem, Hashem said to these Malachim, Mitzvah kalot tzivisiv, I gave them one easy commandment, and that was not to eat from the tree of knowledge. V'ovar Allah, and Odom Rishon transgressed. He transgressed the Avera, and therefore he's deserving of being killed. Omru loy v'haloi Moshe v'Aaron shekiyumu kol ha-Torah kulo v'meisu. Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen, they did keep the whole Torah. It wasn't a single Avera that they transgressed. Why did they die? Omar lehem, Hashem said to them, Mikre echod le tzadik v'lerosh le toiv v'goymer, the pasuk there says that the single punishment, the single event, which is referring to death, it happens to everybody, to the righteous and to the wicked, to the good, to the pure, to the impure, to everybody from after Adam Rishon, everybody is going to go through death. So you see here explicitly in the Gemara that it's possible to have death even without an Avera, like Moshe and Aaron. And this seems to contradict what Rav Ami said, that Ein Misa B'loi Chet. Answers the Gemara, Hu de Omar ki Aitana, Rav Ami holds like the following Tana. The Tanya Rav Shim ben Elozo Oimer, Rav Shim ben Elozo maintains, Af Moshe and Aaron b'chetom meisu. Even Moshe and Aaron died consequent to some type of a claim, something that they should have done differently. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, Yan lo he'emantem bi, the reason you're not going to take Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael is because you did not believe in me, obviously in some very fine-tuned, subtle level. Ho he'emantem bi, had you believed in me, had you spoken to the rock and not hit the rock, adayin lo yigi azmanchem lipotim in ha'olam, there would be no reason for you to die from this world. And this would be following or similar to Reb Ami's statement, the Reb Ami says that Ein Misa B'loi Chet, and even Moshe and Aaron, they only died because of some claim on something that they did. May say the Gemara is going to ask another question on Reb Ami. Arbo Meisu B'ityoi Shel Nochosh. There were four people that died because of the Eitzah, the counsel given by the snake, the serpent, the snake, to Adam Rishon, which means that had death not been brought into the world because of Adam Rishon, there would be no reason for them to have died, which means that they did not do a single Avera. Ve'eluhen, and they are Binyamin ben Yaakov, Ve'amram Avi Moshe, Ve'yishai Avi David, Ve'kilov ben David. One of the Shvotim Binyamin, Moshe Rabbeinu's father Amram, David HaMelech's father Yishai, and David HaMelech's son Kilov. They died Be'ityoi Shel Nochosh. The Kulu Gemara and all of these are just a tradition, and we don't have a scriptural source for them. Lebaram Yishai of David, besides for the Yishai, the father of David HaMelech, that we actually, the Mefarish Beikra, where it's explicit in the Pasuk, the Chsiv, it says in the Pasuk, that we're going to see that Yishai is going to be referred to as Nochosh, as a serpent. Obviously, he wasn't the serpent, but he died only because of the serpent, only because Adam Rishon was deserving of death, but he himself had nothing that he had done that was deserved, that would have made him deserving to die. And this is going to be a question on Rav Ami, who says, Ein Misa B'loi Chet, because we know that Yishai died at some point. Which pasuk do we see that Yishai is referred to as a serpent? It says in the pasuk, "Tchsiv ve'es amosha som Avshalom tachas Yoav al hatzava." Avshalom, he set Amosha to be over the army in place of Yoav, and Amosha was Amosha ben Ish, the name of the son of a man whose name was Ushmoy Yisra Israeli, the son of Yisra Israeli, Ashaba el Avigail, Bas Nochosh, who was together with Avigail, and Avigail was the daughter of Nochosh, literally translated as the serpent, Achos Tzruya im Yoav, the sister of Tzruya, the mother of Yoav, asks the Gemara, v'chi bas Nochosh havaya? Was Avigail the daughter of Nochosh? V'aloi bas Yishai havoy. She was the daughter of Yishai, David HaMelech's father, d'chsiv, as it says in the Pasuk, v'ach yiseyem Tzruya v'Avigail, referring to the sisters that were the daughters of Yishai, the sisters of David, they were Tzruya and Avigail. So why are you calling her the daughter of Nochosh? Elo Bas, the daughter of Misha Meis, Betish and Nochosh. That the only reason that he died was because of the counsel of the Nochosh to Adam, but he himself had not a single Avera. Money. Which Bryce is this? This Bryce is following who? Ilei Metana de Malachi Asharos. If it's following the Tana of the Malachi Asharos that we said before, that the Malachi Asharos brought out that Moshe and Aaron did not do any Averas, and they just died because Mikra Echod LeTzadik VeLerasha, and it would seem that both these Tanoim hold that it's possible to die without sin. The Malachi Asharos in that Brisa held that Moshe and Aaron didn't do an Avera, and over here in this Brisa, Yishai didn't do an Avera. Yishai and Binyamin, etc., all four didn't do Averas. If it's the same Tana, So why did our Tanna just mention these four, Binyamin, Amram, Yishai, and Kilov? Why didn't it say Moshe and Aaron as well? So clearly that this Braisa is not following the Braisa with the Malachi Asharis, because Moshe and Aaron are not mentioned here. Elolav Reb Shimon ben Elozahi. It must be following Reb Shimon ben Elozah that said that Moshe and Aaron died consequent to some type of claim on something that they did, a type of Avera. Elolav Reb Shimon ben Elozahi. Ushma mino. And you see here from this Braisa, Yesh Misa b'loi chet, v'yesh Yisurim b'loi ovin. That even according to Reb Shimon ben Elozah, who says that Moshe and Aaron did have some Avera, nonetheless, there are four others that didn't do an Avera. So you see that even according to that Braisa, there's a possibility of Misa b'loi chet. And this is contrary to Rav Ami. Ushma mino, Yesh Misa b'loi chet, v'yesh Yisurim b'loi ovin. That even that Braisa of Moshe and Aaron agrees that yesh misa b'loi chet, v'yesh yisurim b'loi ovin. Utyuvta de Reb Ami, and this refutes Reb Ami's claim. Says the Gemara, Utyuvta, you're right, and Reb Ami's claim is refuted, and there is a concept of misa b'loi chet and yisurim b'loi ovin. Continues the Gemara. Now that we've seen that there's a concept of different levels of being involved with Avera, the Gemara is going to speak about others that did things that was questionable whether it was an Avera, and often a machlokes, an argument in the Gemara, whether it was an Avera or not. Omar Reb Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Omar Reb Yonason, Kol ha'oimei Reuven chota eino elo toya. Anyone who says that Reuven, the first of the 12 tribes, did an Avera, he's making a mistake. Shneimar, as it says in the Pasuk, Vayu b'nei Yaakov shneim osor. Yaakov had 12 sons, and they were all equal in righteousness. And in the same way as the other tribes did not do an Avera, they were completely righteous, so too Reuven was completely righteous. Mlamit shekulam shkulim ka'achas, they were equally righteous, so don't assume that Reuven did an Avera. And the Gemara is now going to explain. Elo ma ani mekayim v'yishka v'zbilo pilegesh oviv. How are we going to explain the Pasuk that seems to say there's a reason that we may have thought that Reuven did an Avera? The Pasuk said that Reuven lay with Bila. Bila was the concubine of his father Yaakov. And it says in the Pasuk he lay with her, and that was a serious Avera even before Matan Torah, even for a Ben Noach. Eishes Av is Osa. So how are we going to understand this Pasuk assuming that Reuven did not do that Avera? Says the Gemara, Melamed shebilbil matzoi shel oviv. He didn't chas v'shalom sleep with Bila. What he did was he confused, he disturbed his father's bed, and what he really did was he took the bed, after Rachel passed away, he took Yaakov's bed out of Bila's tent and put it into his mother Leah's tent. And because he did that, then because he moved the bed out, he didn't chas v'shalom sleep or lie with Leah. What he did was, it was the Pasuk is considering it as if he lay with Leah, but he didn't actually do that Avera. Tanya Reb Shimon ben Elozah Oimir, Mutzol oisei tzadik me'oisei ovein. Reuven, the tzadik, he was saved from doing that Avera. V'leibo ma'aseh zeh le'yodoi, and this Avera, this deed, did not come to his hand. And we're going to try and prove that. Efsha osid zari lamid al har evil v'loimar oru sheichavim eishes oviv. Could it be that his descendants, all the tribe of Reuven, are later going to stand on har evil when they're going to go into Eretz Yisrael, and this chet is v'yovi chet zeli yodei on har evil? They're going to say, cursed is the one that lies with the wife of his father, and all his descendants are going to be on har evil, addressing this curse, and their father Reuven would have done this Avera. That cannot be. Elomani Mekayim Vayishkov Es Bila Pilegesh Oviv. So how do we explain the Pasuk that Reuven lay with Bila, the concubine of his father? Elboin Imoy Tova. What it means is that he was sticking up for the covered of his own mother Leah. And Omar, he said, Im Achis Imi Hoysa Tzoro Le'imi, Shivchas achos imi teitzara le'imi. My mother's sister Rachel, she was a rival to my mother. There were two wives, Rachel and Leah. The others were concubines, were pilagshim. But if so it's true that Rachel was a rival to Leah, my mother, but does Rachel's maidservant Bila also have to be a rival to my mother, Leah? And therefore, Omadu Bilbeles Matzah, he messed around, he confused, he disturbed the beds. And what does that mean? He took Yaakov's bed out of Bilhah's tent and put it into his mother's Leah's tent. Achirim Oimrim, others suggest, Shtei Matzah is Bilbil. He didn't only mix up one bed, he mixed up two beds. Achas Shel Shechina V'Achas Shel Oviv. One of the Shechina, the divine presence that rests in the tents of Tzadikim, and one was of Yaakov Avinu. V'hainu D'chsiv, that's what it says in the Pasuk, Oz Chilalto Yitzui Olo, which means that you have desecrated the one that ascended my bed. And from this pasuk we see that there were actually two beds, or two, I shouldn't use the word individuals, but there were two that got confused here. Al tikra yitzui, do not read it my bed, rather yitzui, my beds. And Rashi seems not to be good at this, because Rashi has two explanations in the Gemara, one of them being this one, that yitzui, you can be read as Yitzu'oi, which means my beds, which really means not only me, but also the Shechina that's laying on this bed. You confuse both of them. And Rashi offers a second explanation as well. Rashi adds that Yaakov Avinu put a separate bed, so to speak, in each tent for the Shechina. And every day he would see where the Shechina was resting, and that's where he went that night. Continues the Gemara, Ketanoi, the question as to whether Reuven actually did the Avera and lay with Bilhah or not is actually a Machlokes Tanoim. The Pasuk says, Pachaz Kamayim Al Toisar, the haste, the speediness of water that you, Reuven, acted is reason that you should not be Toisar, you should not have the Bechira. You should lose your right as the firstborn because you were hasty like water. Pachaz Kamayim. And it's clear that it's referring to this story here with Reuven. The question is there any indication in the word Pachaz as to whether Reuven actually did the Avera or did not do the Avera? And that's going to be a number of explanations in the Gemara, in the Tanoim. So the Gemara says Pachaz, the word Pachaz itself, Rebbe Eleza Oimer, it represents, and here we're going to use three letters of Pachaz, it's called the Rosh HaTevis, the acronym, Pei Ches Zayin. So Rabbi Eliezer says, Pazto, the Pei is the Pazto, you acted hastily. Chavto, you became liable, and this seems that he actually did the Avera. Zalto, and you belittled the respect of your father, and that's why you lost the right of the Bechira of the firstborn. Rabbi Yeshua Oimer Bishua says the Pachaz means posato al dos, you trampled on the law, and this again seems to mean that he did the Avera Chotoso, you sinned Zoniso, you acted inappropriately, and these indicate that he actually did the Avera and lay with Bilhah. Reb Gamliel Oimer Gamliel argues and says that the Pachaz is as follows: Pilalto, you davened, Chalto, you entreated, Zorchot filoscho, and your prayer shone forth, and Reuven did not actually do the Avera. And this wasn't a regular tefillah. He had this inclination to do the Avera. There was a part of him that wanted to do the Avera. He davened to Hashem that he should be saved from doing the Avera, and should not do the Avera with Bilhah, nor should he belittle the respect of his father. And Hashem listened to the tefillah and gave him the strength not to do the Avera. So you see clearly, according to Reb Gamliel, he did not do the Avera. Omer Reb Gamliel, Adayin Tzrichen Onu Lemudoi, that we still need the explanation of the Chochem, the sage from Modoi. Reb Lozo Amudoi, Omer Reb Lozo Amudoi, Hofoich Es Hateva V'Doir Shah. He said you should turn the letters of Pachaz, turn them round. It should be Zayin Ches Pei, and they can be read as follows. Ziazato, you trembled. Hirtato, you drew back. Porcho chet mimcho, and the Avera flew away from you. So here again, you see that he was tempted to do the Avera, but he overcame himself in the Eitzahara. He did not do the Avera. So you see clearly that, like Reb Gamliel, Reb Eleza Amudoi holds that Reuven did not do the Avera. Continues the Gemara. Rava Omar v'omri lo Reb Yirmiya bar Abba. Either Rava or Reb Yirmiya bar Abba said as follows. Pachaz, that reading the word Pachaz from the end to the beginning is an acronym for Zacharto Ointre Shel Zeh. You remembered the punishment for this matter before you did the Avera. Cholisa atzmecha choyli godol. You made yourself sick with a very great sickness. Pirashta milachtoi, and you held yourself back from doing the Avera. Which means that you were aware, even before you did the Avera, what the consequences would be, and that gave you the strength to withhold and not do the Avera. Continues the Gemara. Reuven, Bnei Eli, Bnei Shmuel, David, Ushloimoi, V'yoyosh, Simon, that these five individuals, even though there's reason to believe that they did an Avera, it's actually not five, it's Bnei Eli, or the two sons of Eli, but either way, Reuven, Bnei Eli, Bnei Shmuel, David, Shlomo, and Yoyosh, there's reason to believe that, or there would be reason to suspect that what they did was an Avera, and we're going to discuss that in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Omar Reb Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Omar Reb Yonason, Kol Ha'imer Bnei Eli Chotu, Eino Elotoye. Anyone who thinks that Chofni and Pinchas, the two sons of Eli HaKoyen, that they did an Avera, are mistaken. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Vashom Shnei Bnei Eli, the two sons of Eli, they were with Aron Bris Eloikim, Chofni or Pinchas, they were called Chofni and Pinchas, Koyhanim LaShem, they were priests to Hashem, and these were very holy individuals, and not those that did the Avera. And now the Gemara is going to explain. Sovalo Karav, that he holds, he explains the Pasuk, Abyanison learns the Pasuk like Rav. The Omar Rav said as follows, Pinchas Leichoto, we'll soon see how we know, but it's clear that Pinchas did not do an Avera. Makish Chofni le Pinchas, and the Pasuk compares Chofni to Pinchas. Ma Pinchas Leichoto, in the same way as Pinchas, just as Pinchas did not do an Avera, so too Af Chofni Leichoto, Chofni, his brother, also did not do an Avera. The reason we thought, or somebody could think, that Chofni or Pinchas did an Avera is because the Pasuk says that Eli complained that he heard that they were lying with the women, Chas v'shalom. It says it in the Pasuk. And now you're saying that not Pinchas and not Chofni lay with the women, so what does the Pasuk mean? Says the Gemara, Mitoich sheshohu eskinehen, because they somehow delayed offering the bird offerings, that the women would come after they gave birth, there's a chiyuv to bring a korban yoledes. And they would withhold, they would delay offering these korbanos for these women, and they would delay them, shelehol chweitzel baleen, and because they delayed offering the bird korbanos, the women could not yet go back to their husbands. Therefore, it's ma'alel en akosov ki'ilu shchavum. And therefore, the Torah says, he compares them and says it's as if they lay with the women, but of course, they didn't actually do such navera. Says the Gemara, Gufa, Omar Rav, Pinchas leichoto. The Gemara is now going back to what Rav said. Rav took it for granted and assumed that Pinchas did not do an avera. Where does he know that from? Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Va'achio ben Achitov, Achi Ichovoid ben Pinchos ben Eli Koyen Hashem. The Pasuk says that Achio, the son of Achitov, the brother of Achivod, the son of Pinchos, the son of Eli, who was a Koyen to Hashem. Efshe Chet Bol Yodi, could it possibly be that they did such Navera, Vakosov Meyachsoi? And nonetheless, the Pasuk is Meyachas him to the whole lineage of respect. It says, Yachris Hashem. Hashem is going to cut off Leish Asher Ya'aseno for anyone that's going to do this. Eir Va'oino, he who is alert or responsive, Me'ole Yaakov, from the tents of Yaakov, Umagish Mincho Hashem Tzvokis, and to present the Mincha in the Beis Hamikdosh. And the Gemara is going to explain this Pasuk. Im Yisrael Hu, if the person doing this Aveira, lying with a woman he's not allowed to, then lo yeh lo eir b'chachomim v'lo oine b'talmidim. What did the Pasuk say? The Pasuk said Hashem was going to cut such a person who does such a deed off. Eir v'oino me'ole Yaakov means that he's not going to be alert or responsive in the tents of Yaakov. And the Gemara says, what does it mean? It means that his descendants are not going to be alert amongst the sages, eir being alert amongst the chachomim, nor responsive oine b'talmidim, amongst the students. V'im koyenu, but if this individual is not a Yisrael, it's a koyen, lo yeh lo bein megish mincho l'ashem tzvokis, then if the person who did this avera is a koyen, he's not going to be deserving of a descendant who is going to bring korbonis in the Beis HaMikdosh. And Rashi explains that we know that Pinchas had a descendant that would bring karbonis in the Beis HaMikdash. So it's clear that Pinchas himself did not do this Aveira. Elolav shma mino Pinchas leichoto. It's clear that Pinchas did not do the Aveira. Elo hok siv asha yishkavun. It says in the Pasuk that they lay with these women. What does that mean? Says the Gemara, yishkavun ksiv. It's true that the Pasuk is talking about the plural tense that they both lay with the women. But the word is yishkavain. It's written. It's not written with a vav, yishkavun. It's written without the vav, yishkavain, which would just mean he lay with them, not referring to Pinchas. And from here it's apparent that yishkavun, being in singular tense, that it's true that Chofni and Pinchas didn't both do the Aveira, but one of them did, referring to Chofni, if it wasn't Pinchas. And it must be pointed out that previously in the Gemara, Rabbi Yonason, also based on Rav, he held that neither Chofni nor Pinchas did the Aveira with the women. And now in the Gemara, in this part of the Sugya, it seems, according to Rav, that it was only Pinchas that didn't do the Aveira, but Chofni did do the Aveira. And we're going to see more on this in a couple of minutes. Continues the Gemara, Vaksiv Elbonai kiloi toivo hashmua. The Pasuk says that he heard on Bonai, seeming to be his two sons, he heard some bad reports. Omer of Nachman by Yitzchok, Bniksiv. It doesn't say Bonai, it could be read Bonai, but it says Bni. It can be read in a singular tense, and Bni is just one son. Referring again just to Chofni, not to Pinchas. Ask the Gemara of Oksiv, Ma'avirim Am Hashem, that they transgressed, or they were both causing the people to sin, Ma'avirim being plural tense, Omer v'nabrei d'Yeshua, Ma'avirom Ksiv. It's written without the yud, which means you in singular form are causing the people to sin, and again referring to Chofni, not to Pinchas. Voksiv b'nei Belial, the Pasuk says that the sons of Eli were wicked men. B'nei Belial referring to plural tense to both of them. Says the Gemara, mitoich shehoyeloi lePinchas limchois lechofni v'loi micha, because Pinchas, of course he didn't do the Aveira, but he could have rebuked and protested against Chofni who did do the Aveira, and he didn't protest. The Pasuk regards him as if he did the Aveira, but not Chas v'Shalom that he did the Aveira in itself. And in Mirat Hashem, in the next Gemara, in the next Shia, we're going to learn about the sons of Shmuel.